The Fox City Score chapter and WHBY are pleased to bring you Biz Talk. Join Tony and Randy as they talk with entrepreneurs and professionals who share their experiences from starting to sustaining growth. Learn the skills needed for your business to be successful and get interactive by calling 281-1150. If you missed anything, you can catch the Biz Talk podcast at www.biztalkwithscore.com. And now, from the Myron Construction Studio, it's Biz Talk on WHBY.
And good morning, everybody, and welcome to Biz Talk with Score. My name's Randy Melzer. I'm going to be your host today. My normal co-host, Tony Bush, is out on the road again. He's going to be gone for a little while. But filling in, we're going to have Pat Loney. Pat is one of our Score mentors. He's been in business for many, many years. And he's also our Score treasurer, so he keeps tabs on everything we do. Also, our guest today is going to be Kurt Haling from Albertson Haling CPAs. And Kurt's going to probably warm up the airwaves a little bit with some of the stuff that's going on in 2018 and 2017. So we'll be getting to that in just a minute. Right now, though, I'd like to, as I said, introduce Pat Loney. Pat, glad to have you with us today.
Glad to be here, Randy.
Okay, Pat, you've been with Score now how long?
About a year and a half.
Okay. Can you just give us a quick background about yourself, what your history is as far as business in the area, and how you got into Score?
Sure. I have worked in the credit union industry all my life, 32 years, and I worked for Lakeview Credit Union in Neenah all of that time. I was a CEO for 21 years and kind of the CFO before that. So when I joined Score, I had a couple people I knew who were working with Score, and it sounded like something I was interested in, and I joined it, and I've been mentoring ever since. And I'm focusing mainly on accounting and banking issues. That's pretty much where my strength is. I'm a CPA. So, you know, hopefully I can bring that forward and help clients out.
I'm going to be in real trouble today. I got two CPAs sitting here. Okay, I'm going to be in really great shape. being a recovering banker myself, I used to just fear you guys. Okay, so, but, you know, what you said you turned to Score. How long have you been with Score again, you said?
About a year and a half.
About a year and a half, okay. How do we get you to take over the treasurer's job?
I think I was the last guy out of the room. It kind of turns out that way when people find out you have a finance background, automatically you zero right in on that treasurer's job, and you're left with the pile and the books and everything. So,
we want to thank you very much, by the way, for taking over that position. We had excellent gentleman doing that for many, many years with Bill Geenan. And he did a great job, and I know you're going to have some big shoes to fill, but I know you're going to do a good job. So thank you for volunteering to take that on.
You're welcome. I'm glad to help.
Okay. Well, that brings us around to our guest today, Kurt Haling with Albertson Haling CPA. Kurt, good to have you here.
Good to be here again.
Okay. Welcome to the show. Why don't you tell us a little bit what your background is, what Albertson Haling is all about, and where you're at.
Well, we are actually celebrating our 20th year together, Jim Alberts and I. Jim runs the Green Bay office. I run the Fox Valley office. We've got multiple CPAs and staff in each office working year-round with people, individuals and business owners on the business owner side of things, anything from the one-man shop to our biggest clients are maybe doing maybe as much as 10 million sales, maybe have 50 employees or so. The real sweet spot for us is those people that are starting out or that maybe have started that are getting to the point of hiring their first employees or just kind of getting from point A to point B and need a little bit better understanding. Maybe they're at a point of quitting their day job and doing it full-time and need some more guidance, things like QuickBooks training, things of that nature as well. You know, really, really trying to help people from soup to nuts as far as getting started. And then on the back end, when it's time to wind things up, sell the business, transfer the business to either kids or key employees or whatever it might be, working with them on that end as well.
Okay, and where are you located?
We are in Fox Crossing,
where
as it's known now, on American Drive in the Valley, 1977 American Drive. The phone number, 886-2241 for the Valley. 405-8549 in Green Bay, and the website is albertshaling.com, albertshaling.com.
Okay, and for people out there, next time that comes around, write it down because this is a good time to remember that number because we're going to be working on things this year that you're going to need to have some help with.
Yeah, there's just a few changes coming up.
Coming up, okay. Well, that brings us around to asking one of the easy questions. We're pretty much wrapped up with 2017. Where do you see you should be? What do you think as far as your clients should be doing as far as putting it all together?
Well, this is the time of year to be assembling and gathering all that information that you're going to need for the tax returns coming up for 2017 tax returns. You know, you're going to get all your W-2s, your 1099s, 1098 statements in the mail or online. A lot of them come online these days. And so gathering that information, gathering things like your donations and that sort of stuff on the individual side. On the business side, it's a matter of reconciling the bank accounts, reconciling the credit card accounts, making sure everything ties out from January through December to make sure that you've got all the activity included in your accounting system, whether it's a QuickBooks system or whatever system you're using, making sure everything's in there and reconciled so that you can bring it in and have it in a good order so we don't have the old shoebox, because my old saying is if you bring in a shoebox, it better have shoes in it.
Yeah. That is one of the things we always warn our clients about is, you better have it in order and organization, because otherwise it's either A, going to be a mess, or B, going to cost you a lot to have it.
Right. You don't want to be paying us our rates to be sorting through a shoebox and organizing things for you.
Okay. And, for the person who hasn't done that, how long do they have before this is going to really be a problem? If they're starting to put stuff together, how long do they have to get their stuff together to be able to wrap up 17?
I almost cringe to tell you that because, I mean, you've got until March 15th for your partnership returns, your S-Corp returns, and things like that. You've got until April 17th, actually, this year with your individual returns. But then with that, there's always the extension, so you get an extra six-month extension. So that takes you out to September 15th and October 15th for the individual side. So literally, you've got that much time. You don't want to be taking that much time. And we do have people that every year are the first week of October or October 10th are coming in with their stuff and we're getting it cleaned up for the previous year. But, you know, from a planning perspective, you know, in a financial management end of things, it's hard to know where you're at when you're playing catch up like that.
Okay.
Kurt, are there a couple things that you could give advice to people that, you know, maybe one or two things would really help you along as a preparer that make the process simpler and better for you and them?
Couple things. Number one, and I'm going to focus more so on the business aspect with this. Number one, reconcile your bank accounts and make sure that everything is at least in your computer. You know, assuming you have a computerized software system like a QuickBooks or a Sage or something like that, make sure everything's at least in there. If it needs to get recategorized, we can work with you on recategorizing it to where it's supposed to be, whether it's an asset or whether it's an expense or something like that. But at least make sure it's in there and that it's reconciled so we're not sitting there going, okay, everything's in there except this, 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 and this. Okay, well, now we got to backtrack and factor that in. So I guess that would be the first thing. Number two, you know, for instance, if you have employees, make sure we get copies of all the payroll tax reports if you've been doing those yourself during the year or had somebody doing those. The bank statements, we always like to get copies of the bank statements, the loan statements. Bring all that stuff in right up front so we're not saying, okay, can you get us a copy of this? Can you get us a copy of that? And then that drags out the whole process that much longer.
Do you have a list of those things that you provide your client with?
We do, and with our existing clients that we meet with, we get them that checklist right up front. Those are actually the business ones are going out this coming week. The individual ones went out last week. On the individual side, you know, things like the W-2s, the 1099s, the donations, the mortgage statements, the property tax bills, that list. And then if you've got some rentals, you know, things that go along that side, or if you've got a small business that's running through a Schedule C, you know, making sure we get that information as well. And on the business side, we go through the detailed list of, you know, get us a copy of the trial balance or the computerized file with passwords and logins. That's always important because those passwords, they make you change those passwords so regularly now that last word's password isn't going to work this year.
Okay.
Bank statements, loan statements, credit card statements, all those sorts of things. We don't need all the receipts, but those statements help us tie those things out and tie back to the accounting records to make sure that everything's in there.
Mm-hmm.
And then any adjustments we need to make, we can go from there. And then the other thing that we do is we'll send a copy of the depreciation schedule along. with the assets from the previous year and say, okay, did you get rid of anything? You know, if you did, what'd you sell it for? Or did you just scrap it out, drunk it, trade it in? Mm-hmm. And then what'd you buy on top of that?
Okay, so again, come prepared.
Yep.
I would imagine this is also, I know everybody's in the crisis of the moment right now and trying to get prepared for 2017, get their taxes filed and everything, but this would probably be a great time in the beginning of a new year in January to start preparing even for next year as far as organization goes and create a system that will make it easier for you for the end of the year, too, that you can run with for the year.
Well, exactly, because this is the easiest time of year. If you're going to make a change on what you do from an accounting standpoint, this is the time of year to do it. You know, whether it's a matter of going from an Excel spreadsheet system to implementing a QuickBooks system or anything like that, this is the time of year to do it because you don't have X amount of months worth of history to catch up on. You can start fresh with 2018 and get that in there. And again, you can get it started, and you don't necessarily have to have the full complete tied out balance sheet in order to get started. You can get started, and we can adjust and get that balance sheet adjusted, for January 1st. After the fact, there's some tweaking we can do that way. So don't let that hold you up, that you need to have 17 done, tied out, and everything before you can start the 18. That's not necessarily the case. But again, as long as we get a good starting point with a reconciled cash account, that's job one, really.
Okay. And just a reminder, by the way, if you have any questions for Kurt or for us here on the show, you can get in contact with us here at 281-1150 here in Appleton or at 866-887-1150. We'd be happy to take your calls on any questions that you might have on some of the things that are going on in the wonderful world of accounting and taxes today. So please give us a call if you would. We will be taking a quick break right now. We'll be coming back and going over some of the other details as far as the new tax laws with our guest Kurt Haling. You're listening to Biz Talk with Score here on 1150 WHBY and 103.5 FM.
Need help taming your business's financial beast? Albertson Haling CPAs can simplify your financial situation and guide you from payroll to tax planning and more. Let's crack the whip on your business's finances, helping you feel more comfortable. Visit AlbertsHaling.com. Albertson Haling. Personal connections, positive results. Securities and advisory services offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Tax and accounting services offered through Albertson Haling CPAs, which is not affiliated with Woodbury Financial.
Fox Communities Credit Union.
You found the new house you love.
Oh, this place is amazing.
So, what do you do next? Come to Fox. It's the first step towards your new home happy dance.
Oh, yeah, this house is ours.
Yes!
Get the best loan rates, local servicing, and step-by-step home buying assistance from the mortgage lending experts at Fox Communities Credit Union. With Fox, you can get more home with lower payments, faster loan payoff with bi-weekly payment options, and help from local experts who are as excited as you are to help you get the home of your dreams.
Guess what? You got the loan.
And you can get a home loan with as little as 3% down payment. Talk to Fox and do your new home happy dance.
See how Fox can help you with 22 locations and loan experts that make it easy.
Equal housing opportunity lender. Apply online today. Visit foxcu.org.
Fox Communities.
And welcome back to Biz Talk with Score. Again, my name is Randy Melzer. I'm your host today, filling in for Tony Bush. We have Pat Loney from Score here with us. And our guest today is Kurt Haling with Albertson Haling CPAs. And we're going to be talking a little bit about the tax situation, what it has to do with small business, and how things are going to be handled in the next few months. Before we get into that, though, I'd just like to take a minute or two just to let you know a little bit about Score here in the Fox Cities. As you know, we have been located in the Fox Cities here for over 40 years. We are right now 50 mentors available to you. We offer free mentoring services to small business, and we offer the service on any areas that you may need help with for your business. So if you're looking to start a business, have been in business for a while and need some help, or even if you're looking at some type of exit strategy and where you want to go on the now that you've been in business for a while and you really want to set up things so that you can move out. We have people who can help you in all of those areas. We have experts in the area of accounting, in the area of marketing, public relations, IT, human relations, just about any background area that you can come up with, we should have somebody there. To be able to get to us, the easiest way is to give us a call or to go out on the website probably is the best way, where you can reach us at www.foxcities.score.org. Click on Request a Counselor, take a look at that, and fill in the blanks on the information. That way we can match you up with the person in the SCORE chapter who is best suited to be helpful to you, so we can provide you with the best services that you need. We also provide services in 8 counties, so we are throughout the area here, all the way down to Oshkosh, Fond du Lac, and into the Marquette, Washera, Green Lake counties, Calumet County. So again, any place around the lake shore, if you're interested at all in starting a business and need help, be sure to give us a call or get in contact with us at foxcities.score.org, and we'd be more than happy to get together with you and have one of our mentors work with you. So again, remember us, we're located downtown Appleton, where our main office is, and we also have counselors will travel, so we're more than willing to come out and meet with you out there too. So anyway, that's for coming up for your plans for this year. Please give us a call. And speaking of planning and all that kind of good thing, I'm going back to Kurt. Kurt, now that we're looking at 2017, you talked a little bit about what a small business has to do now. What about those people who have employees, things that they need to get done for them? What kind of timing do they have?
Well, now that at the end of this year, you've got the year-end payroll reports due, so you've got your basic quarterly 941s and your unemployment reports, but then you got to get W-2s out to people, you got to get the W-3 in, and those are due January 31st. And the other thing that's due January 31st is your 1099s for any of your subcontractors. And that's a little bit of a change. You always had to have, those out to the individual that was doing the work for you, but now you've actually have to have those filed with the IRS, or actually with Social Security Administration, by January 31st as well. So there's and that started last year already.
Was there a cutoff dollar amount that was involved with that?
Yeah, so for 1099s, anybody that's a subcontractor who's not incorporated, they need to get a 1099 if they got paid more than $600.
Okay.
So if they get $600 or more, you give them a 1099 for non-employee compensation, and that's got to get out by January 31st. So that, and they are getting stricter on the filing of 1099s. In fact, if you look at your business tax returns, there's two questions. Number one, were you required to file 1099 forms? Number two, did you file 1099 forms?
Okay, if the answer is no to either one of those things?
If they're no to both of them, that's fine, but if it's a yes, it better be a yes, yes.
Okay, all right. How much work is that involved as far as getting that together and putting that all done?
Well, if you're doing it throughout the year, it's not that much work, really, because you should be getting your W-9 from these subcontractors, so you get the name, address, Social Security numbers during the year as they do the work, and the old leverage that you have is you don't get paid until you get your W-9 in, mm-hmm. and that usually makes people fill the thing out. If you're trying to scramble and do that now, it can get a little bit hectic, and then you run into the guy who says, well, I didn't know you were claiming that. I'm not. Why do I got to pick that up as income? Well, guess what? Yeah. You live in America.
Yeah.
So that's another good example. Something gets start right now in 18 for the end of this year, right?
That's a really good example, because that's one of those things that, you know, with the new with the new year coming in, you can set out a whole new set of W-9s to these subcontractors and get those in as well. The other thing you want to get updated on the employee side is a new set of W-4 forms for withholdings, because with the new tax laws coming in, we'll get into more of this coming up, the withholding tables are going to change. They may want to change their withholdings. You're going to want to have those updated as well and give those employees the opportunity to get those updated going forward. 2018 also.
So if you do those right now, the W-4s, that's something an employee could change, say, in April or March or May.
They can change that at any point in time, but you want to at least give them the opportunity, because the withholding tables are going to change starting in February.
Sure.
So the amount that gets withheld from the check will change. It'll actually, everything else being the same, there will be less withheld from the paycheck, which can potentially bite them at the end of the year by less refund or actually maybe owing money.
Yeah, we talked about that the other day. I was talking with people about that, too, who depend on that or have this idea about looking forward to that wonderful refund that they get, that this year that could be kind of exciting, just a little bit of a change.
Yeah, and, you know, the old rule of thumb, you know, the old saying with that, you know, why let the government have your savings account? Because and you know, if you get a $6,000 refund, that's great, but that's $500 a month you could add back in your pocket.
So plan ahead, understand what you need, and get it taken care of.
Right.
Okay. As far as that W-4 is concerned, what information do you have to have to be able to complete that?
That again, is basically the employee's name, address, social security numbers, and then whatever they choose as far as single, married but withhold at the higher single rate, and wherever the exemptions fall in.
Okay.
So you want to get that updated, and then I would go ahead and just update the state one as well.
Okay.
From that standpoint, maybe not necessarily send it in. That's the only one you need to send in when they're hired, because they use that for tracking child support issues and things like that. And other garnishments, but if they're continuing employees, I would just have that updated and keep it on file.
Okay. Well, you mentioned just now the state side of it, too. There's a lot of everybody's talking, of course, about the federal side, but is there things from 17 that you should be aware of for your state filings as well that you should have put together?
Not as much this year as other years. A couple of years back, there were some big changes with depreciation and things like that and some catch-up, and that's still flowing through. That was a five-year program. As far as the state goes this year, the state this year is really just going to be scrambling to catch up and make sure, okay, what are we going to follow for the new tax laws coming up? Are we going to follow all the new federal rules, or are we going to keep our rules in place and make the taxpayer or the business owner make some adjustments in doing the state returns? And that has happened in the past when there have been other federal changes. The state hasn't always gone along, or they've been slow to go along. So it might take them 2 or 3 years to catch up, and there's always adjustments in between. And it kind of holds things up on our end, because software companies in California doesn't really care what Wisconsin does. So it can hold things up from that perspective, too.
On the flip side of that, too, if you're doing business in other states, you need to make sure you get the material from them, correct?
Correct. You need to make sure you're up to date with them and compliant with them as well. And so that can get a little bit sticky as well. You know, sales tax is one issue, for instance, or if you have people going back and forth with where they're doing work out of state, do you need to withhold for that state and pay to that state? So
that would be sure you cover all your bases.
Right.
Okay.
Right. Well, you're listening. And if you're not sure, ask.
that's a wonderful. And if they do ask, where do they call?
They can give us a call at 886-2241 or look on the website, albertshaling.com.
Okay. Well, we're talking to Kurt Haling from Alberts & Haling CPAs this morning here on Biz Talk with Score. We're going to take a quick break and be back and go into some of the more fun things about 2018 that are coming up. So, again, Biz Talk with Score on WHBY 1150 and 103.5 FM.
I'm on my way out. I'm booked that day. I'll be washing my hair that night?
No matter what excuse you use, your business's finances won't fix themselves. Alberts & Haling CPAs can take the frustration out of your bookkeeping, taxes, and more. We'll help you understand and manage your situation. Visit albertshaling.com. Alberts & Haling. Personal connections. Positive results. Securities and advisory services offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA SIPC. Tax and accounting services offered through Alberts & Haling CPAs, which is not affiliated with Woodbury Financial.
I am attorney Sarah DeBruin, owner of Legal Business Edge, and I want you to know your options. Intellectual property doesn't have to be confusing. If you have an original idea and are considering patents, trademarks, copyrights, or protecting your company logo, let me partner with you and make it easy to build and protect your intellectual property portfolio. Legal Business Edge. Know your options. Call 920-851-7761 or visit legalbusinessedge.com.
Okay, and welcome back to Biz Talk with Score. My name is Randy Melzer. I'm your host for this morning. My guest host today is Pat Loney from Score with us, and we have our guest today is Kurt Haling from Alberts & Haling CPAs. We talked a little bit on the last segment about Score and what we do as far as our mentoring and service work that we do. Score also has a lot of things they do as far as education and teaching. Pat, you've got a couple of things coming up?
We do. We got one. It's coming up this coming Tuesday on January 9th, and that's going to be in conjunction with the Heart of the Valley Chamber of Commerce in Kaukauna. The address is 101 East Wisconsin Avenue, Kaukauna. This one is on cybersecurity and how it relates to small business. And if you haven't been paying attention to cybersecurity risk in your business, you should be. And this is a great place to start, and it's also a great place to catch up. So we have a mentor, Brad DeBrew from SCORE, who's going to be presenting at this, and we're encouraging everyone to attend. It's January 9th, this coming Tuesday, 8 to 9 a.m. It's open to the public, and there is no cost for this. If you would like to sign up, go out to the Heart of Valley Chamber of Commerce website at heartofthevalleychamber.com. And then the other one that we've got coming up in the month of February is we're going to offer a QuickBooks class again. And this is going to be four sessions on Wednesday evening starting on the 7th of February. It's going to be between 6 and 8:30 p.m. at the New Horizons on the west side of Appleton. It's a great setup. Everybody will have an individual computer to work off from, so you don't have to bring your own computer into it. We're focusing on people that are going to be new to QuickBooks that maybe perhaps have been using a spreadsheet or something like that and want to switch over to QuickBooks and use QuickBooks. The classes are $100 for the four classes, or we'll offer you a class at $35 a piece if you just want to come in for one session.
Now, so, I understand that this is a limited number of people available for this class?
It is a limited number of people. It's a small class, sure. And it also is something that fills up quickly.
Mm-hmm.
So I know we hear this all the time, but this one really does. It usually sells out every time that it's offered. So we want you to go out to foxcities.score.org. And there's more information on there. There's information on what the individual classes will be, what the content's going to be, and you can also sign up there.
Okay, and, of course, the other things that SCORE has as far as webinars and programs online and also through our national SCORE website. So there's all kinds of educational opportunities available to you through SCORE. So take a look at the website, foxcities.score.org.
Yes.
Okay, great. Well, thank you, Pat. Another quick reminder, too, if you have any questions for us as we go along, please give us a call. The number here is 281-1150 in Appleton or at 866-887-1150 if you're outside the Appleton area. So give us a call if you have any questions for Kurt. We're going to be talking a little bit more about the wonderful world of taxes. We talked quite a bit about 2017. Just to kind of wrap that up, are there some things that people were doing or some errors that seemed to crop up at the end of the year? I know there were some things that people were trying to do because of the new tax laws and so on.
Well, here's what happened. With the new tax law that got signed at the end of 2017, it goes into effect for 2018. One of the rules is that there is a cap on how much you can deduct for property taxes and state and local income taxes, and that cap is $10,000. So if you think about it, you know, we in the Wisconsin, you know, some people hit that, but a fair number don't hit that. But when you get out to the coast and in other areas of the country, that $10,000 gets filled up real quickly for those people that are itemizing deductions. So what was happening, there were a couple of states that were encouraging people to prepay 2017, 2018, you know, future year property taxes. And so we'd have people calling up. I took probably a dozen calls a day for the last week to 10 days of 2017, wondering if they could or should be prepaying 2018 property taxes before the end of 2017. And, you know, the first question I was asked was, which year are you talking about? Because a lot of people don't understand the taxes that they're paying right now for real estate taxes are really 2017 taxes payable in 2018.
Mm-hmm.
So we'd get through that. And then some people are saying, well, yeah, but what about next year's tax? Could I prepay that? And the answer is no. The municipalities can't handle it. There's no assessments out. There's actually regulation for the state of Wisconsin that they can't accept it before August 1st, 2018. So so you really weren't able to. But these other states, you know, like a New York or an Illinois where the state is basically broke, it was kind of a there's political motivation behind it with the new tax law, but it was kind of a money grab too because, of course, those states are broke. So they were trying to get this money in and say you could deduct it. Well, the IRS came back and said you don't even have an assessment for that tax yet. You really can't deduct it. So a lot of these people have paid these taxes and may or may not be able to deduct it. That's still getting sorted out yet.
Wow.
So that money's out the door and may not be able to be deducted.
And if they do rule against you, can you recapture that?
Not really.
Okay. So congratulations, so you've just given the government a whole lot more cash again on the front end.
Right, and not gotten any benefit for it. So that was one of the quirky things that happened at the end of 2017. So going into 2018 with these rules, you know, the one thing I mentioned was the tax rule, the deductibility of those taxes. And that may even be a moot point because that's one area of itemized deductions that people are going to have. But itemized deductions has changed dramatically now with this rule, too, because the rule is, you know, you take the higher of your itemized deductions or the standard deduction. Well, the standard deduction in the past, for instance, a married couple was $12,600. They basically almost doubled that to $24,000 for a standard deduction. So that increase means a lot less people are going to be itemizing deductions.
Okay.
So that makes a big change.
Will that make it easier for people to handle their taxes?
Maybe. maybe not. Because,
okay.
You go down the list then. Okay, so they changed that, but then they got rid of this personal exemption that's been around forever. The $4,000 for every, for husband, wife, and all the kids, mm-hmm. The $4,000, they got rid of that and kind of combined that in with the standard deduction and made that a flat dollar amount. So that's gone now. So that's a quirk that came in there. But then on the child side of it, there was a child tax credit that everybody got. Well, not everybody, but most people got for $1,000, unless they're up to a certain threshold of income, they doubled that to make it $2,000. So things are changing all the way down the tax mm-hmm. return for 2018. So it's going to be really quirky. And, you know, for instance, for myself, you know, having been in accounting for 30 years, this takes 30 years worth of history and basically says, okay, that's gone. Now you got to change your entire way of thinking about some of these things.
Okay.
So if it's doing that to us, it's really going to change what's going on with the taxpayers.
Okay.
Now, as far as our business owners out there, there's a couple of big things that are changing on that end of
yeah,
things.
Yeah, this is the area that we've heard so much about and so on, is how the business taxes for INCs and then also for the other types of businesses have
right.
been affected.
So what they did is they lowered the tax rate for your what's called C corporations, which are most of your bigger corporations. Then there's some smaller companies that are still taxed as C corporations too. And so they capped that at 21%.
Mm-hmm.
They were actually going to make that a little bit lower, like 20%. And then there was some scuttlebutt, and Ron Johnson from Wisconsin was one of the key individuals involved with this, said, well, don't give these bigger corporations that big of a break. Without doing the same sort of a break for the small businesses. So the small businesses, your S corporations and your what they call your flow through entities, are going to get a 20% exclusion of income. So it's not going to be taxable on your net income.
Mm-hmm.
With some exceptions, of course, things like accounting firms and healthcare and things like that, attorneys, there's going to be some computations there as to whether or not you can do it. So they're going to get a reduction in the amount of income that's actually going to get taxed to kind of offset and even out the playing field with the big guys.
Okay. Now, they say that these types of organizations, your sole proprietor, your partnerships, and your
S corporations, yep,
are what are called pass-through or flow-through.
Correct.
Could you kind of explain a little bit more on how that works and why this is really beneficial to the majority of small businesses?
Well, this is huge. I mean, put it this way, any small business that's making a profit is going to see probably 80% of your small businesses that are making a profit are going to see some sort of a benefit from this because of the exclusion of the income. Again, I said there's some professional some professional type of businesses that may not get that benefit, and some other non-active type businesses like mm-hmm. maybe real estate or something like that, where you've got passive, what they call passive income coming through, isn't going to get that benefit as well. But your actively managed companies, you know, for instance, your small retail shops, your small wholesalers, manufacturers, things of that nature, that are profitable are going to get some benefit from this. Now, I'm giving a very broad brush on this, mm-hmm. because the exclusion, for instance, for those professional organizations, I found a five-page computation on how to do that I can't get into on the radio.
Nice simplistic situation.
Exactly, nice, yes. Simple stuff. I found an e-book on not only what the rules are, but also implementing them and using them. Well, that's 70 pages. So that's going to be some late reading coming up.
Great, okay.
So again, the broad brush rule is the 20%, but understand that there's going to be a lot of quirks to it and a lot of what ifs and how do you handle this, how do you handle that sort of situations that come into it.
Well, and in the past, though, these particular types of entities, these pass-through entities, when they took the income through, actually paid it at the individual
they pay it
income
at the individual
tax level.
Right. So those are all situations where the individual is paying the income tax, not the business itself.
Right.
And so it comes through to the individual, and they pay it tax at whatever rate they're at. So, for instance, you could have, let's say you have two owners. One has a spouse that makes $300,000. Another one, this is their only source of income. They're going to be in two very different tax brackets.
Right.
So it's going to affect them differently, but they both need to be aware of it from a planning perspective.
Okay, so.
You kind of alluded earlier to the Ron Johnson catching this and made a big deal out of it for a day or two of holding his vote back until he got this. But this has a huge impact on small business. And if this hadn't gone through, small business almost would have been penalized compared to where the rest of the C-Corps and some of the bigger organizations would have been.
Yeah, this is a huge benefit for your small businesses, and it is something that, you know, as we get into the year and once we get through this tax season, we're going to sit down and say, okay, does it make sense to still stay an S-Corp, or are you at a point in your business that maybe it makes sense to switch to a C-Corp, and let's let you pay it 21% and then kick out a dividend, and that's at a lower rate. So there's going to be some reexamining of the business entities and what's going to make sense for people as well.
Mm-hmm. So again, it's not going to be business as usual. You're going to have to really put together a strategy for this year.
Correct. And we're going to get to the point, you know, as these things go, you get to a point where you find, okay, here's the rule of thumb. If you're at this level, this is going to make sense. But if you're at that level, that's going to make more sense. So again, those sorts of things are going to change.
Mm-hmm. And this should kick over the ideas of getting into your budgeting and doing your strategic planning now?
Well, exactly, because what's going to happen, and, you know, again, this could be to a much smaller effect on the small businesses, but remember when this law passed, the big guys, the AT&Ts, the first thing they did was give 200,000 employees a $1,000 bonus. Wells Fargo turned around, the first thing they did was bump their minimum starting wage up to $15 an hour. Well, that's what the big guys are doing. The small guys are still going to get some benefits, so you can look at it and say, okay, if I've got some money freed up, what am I going to do with it?
Mm-hmm.
You know, do I take it out and go on vacation with it, or am I going to reinvest it back in the business? Most of them are going to reinvest it back in the business, at least to some degree.
Right, right. Which is the idea of this being able to spur the economy on,
and
get things growing.
And that's what's more than likely going to happen. You can either pay off debt, you can reinvest in machinery, you can reinvest in technology, reinvest in people, mm-hmm. either adding staff or investing in the people you got through additional training, raises, bonuses, whatever it might be.
Kurt, you talked before, we talked a little bit before the show, and you were saying that this is probably the most significant tax change that you've seen in your 30 years in a career. This probably gives an example of why the time is really ripe for people to be talking to an experienced tax professional to help make those decisions, to plan and say, you know, what is the best way for me to go forward here in the changing environment we're in?
And that's true, because the rules changing this much is so significant that you're going to want to sit down and say, okay, here's what we've been doing. Does this still apply? Does that still apply? And even if you've got a grasp of the basic tax rules, you're going to want to sit down with somebody who's in the profession all day, every day, that can say, okay, here's the new rules. Here's what we can do to take advantage of those rules. Mm-hmm. You know, I hate the term loophole because it's got a negative connotation. But there's things out there in the tax laws that are out there for specific reasons so that they can be taken advantage of, that you can use them to help your business and keep the money in the business and keep mm-hmm. things moving forward.
Mm-hmm. And this some of these things now are obviously going to go into effect this year. People should be planning on things that they're going to have to do, changes they're going to have to make. What would you say are the most important ones right now to look at?
I think the first one, the biggest ones to me, because they affect almost every taxpayer, are going through the itemized deductions, the exemptions, the child credits, and finding out, you know, if this was our situation for 17, where are we going to be in 2018, everything else being the same? Because even our business owners are still filing individual returns.
Right.
So, you know, that's step one. And then step two, especially with their business owners, okay, how are these changes in the business rules going to affect me? What kind of advantage am I going to get? Is it going to be an advantage? You know, how can I set myself up so I can take advantage of the new rules?
Okay.
That would be the thing that I would take a look at from that perspective. And the other thing I would find out is, okay, what are the new rules? Did this pass? Did that pass? You know, for instance, there was a rule in there about the home sale exclusion that's been out there for just about 20 years now, where if you own your house for at least 2 out of 5 and occupy your house at least 2 out of 5 years, you don't pay tax on it unless you make $500,000, that sort of thing. There was talk of a rule in there that it would change from 2 out of 5 years to 5 out of 8 years. Well, that changes things pretty dramatically in mm-hmm. the home sale market as far as your buyers and sellers. That ended up not passing, but it was in there right up until the final days. And so, you know, there was some talk about some other things as well. So you can find out, okay, did this part pass? Did that part pass? Mm-hmm. And that'll get you, you know, so you find out what the exact rules are.
Okay. All right. So, again, time to get in contact with you and find out what you need to do for planning. And how do we do that?
They can get a hold of us at 886-2241 in the Valley, 405-8549 in Green Bay, or check the website, albertshaling.com. That's albertshaling.com.
Okay, well, you were going to be taking our last break here and getting back then. You're listening to the Biz Talk with Score show here on 1150 WHBY and 103.5 FM.
Subtract line 6 from 13, put in box 5 on form 1040EZ. Easy? Really?
Taxes can be daunting, especially when it comes to your business. From asset protection to payroll and more, we can help reduce the stress of your business's financial situation. Visit albertshaling.com. Alberts and Haling. Personal connections, positive results. Securities and advisory services offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC. Tax and accounting services offered through Alberts and Haling CPAs, which is not affiliated with Woodbury Financial.
I am attorney Sarah DeBruin, owner of Legal Business Edge, and I want you to know your options. We can partner with you to reach creative legal solutions for your business. From contract drafting and negotiation, patents and trademarks, commercial transactions, and governmental compliance.
Timely and candid answers coupled with high energy and passion define Sarah's approach to legal counsel.
Know your options. Call me at 920-851-7761 or visit LegalBusinessEdge.com.
And welcome back again to the Biz Talk with Score radio show. My name is Randy Melzer. I'm your host today. And sitting in for regular host Tony Bush, I have Pat Loney from Score. Pat's going to be joining us for a number of weeks because we've sent Tony out on some expeditions. So he'll be back in about 6 or 7 weeks, I guess.
Yeah.
Pat will be filling in quite a bit for us. So good to have you with us today.
Glad to be here.
Okay. Well, I'll just take a quick minute here also to say thank you to the sponsors that we have for the Biz Talk show. Without them, of course, we wouldn't be here, and we really do appreciate the great support that we get from them in being able to take care of and support SCORE. So a quick thank you to Fox Communities Credit Union here in the Valley to help you with your various business lending needs. Also, again, a thank you to Alberts and Haley. Kurt, glad to have you with us for a sponsor over all these years. It's really been a good arrangement, and we really appreciate your help.
It always helps.
Okay. And the other one is if you're looking for help with your business as far as legal questions are concerned, Legal Business Edge is there to help you. Sarah DeBruin and her people there to help you get things done as far as your legal questions that you have. Also, a quick thank you to the Candeo marketing people. They are the ones who were able to help us put together our BizTalk with Score. .com website. We'd ask you to go out there. Well, that's where we archive all of our shows for that we have on there, so you can listen to them if you wanted to pick those back up again. Also, a quick thank you to the Business News, the people out there who offer the newspaper that covers all of the businesses in the Northeast Wisconsin area. We want to thank them. If you haven't subscribed to it, we recommend that you do. It's $20 a year to receive. Every other week, you get the information on what's really happening in East Central Wisconsin. And then also a thank you to Wisconsin Business Development, WBD. They are a lending group that is involved primarily with SBA lending here in the Valley, and we thank them for all their help as well. So again, a real quick thank you to all the sponsors. We ask you to support them because they support us. So thank you very much. With that, we're going to wrap things up a little bit, but Kurt, anything in particular, some areas, I know we didn't talk about, mentioned the word depreciation at least or once or twice in the conversation. Did things change in that area? Are there things that people should be aware of?
Well, the concept with depreciation, there's a rule out there or set code section 179, which allows for first-year write-offs of equipment, non-real estate-type equipment, office furniture, machinery, things of that nature that you can write off in the first year. And that rule is still out there. It actually got expanded. It's almost unlimited as far as how much you can write off these days. So that's one of those things I was talking about before of not necessarily being a loophole, but something you could take advantage of and something that you're going to want to take advantage of throughout the year. Don't let it's a matter of, do you need to capitalize it and depreciate it versus taking the expense. It almost doesn't matter for the small business owner right mm-hmm. now because you're going to be able to get it as a depreciable asset anyway and write it off anyway that way. So as long as you're profitable, you're going to be able to use that. And kind of going along that line too, when I was at some seminars learning about these new rules, and they're still in flux at that point, but the concept was, one of the concepts that they really wanted to push across was, for years they were talking about, well, why can't we have a flat tax? Mm-hmm. Well, what they've done with the tax brackets now and what they've done with the standard deductions and less itemizing and getting rid of some of the exemptions and really raising that alternative minimum tax threshold and things like that, the comment that came out was, this is the closest we will probably ever see to a flat tax in our lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
So it's that major of a change that they can't make it a flat and all through flat tax. The politics of it doesn't work. The mechanics of it doesn't work with the businesses and things like that. But it's probably the closest that we'll ever see mm-hmm. to that point. So,
and would you say that, I guess this is an opinion, but as far as for the small business, that this is going to help to be able to help them move forward and so on?
There's going to be a lot of advantages for the small business owners to use. So it's one of those things that the small business owner is going to want to talk to professionals and find out what they can do, what's available now that maybe wasn't before, or how are the new rules going to be able to affect them, save them money, and be able to plan from that standpoint.
Okay. So, Pat,
well, Kurt, we want to thank you for the great show and a timely show today. And as we finish up, one of the things we ask our guests is for a biz tip. So what can you help us out with today?
Well, the one thing I would tell you is with this new rule, the thing that was out there is they said, well, everybody's going to be able to do their own tax return now. And you could do that, but, it's kind of the same as doing your own open heart surgery. You could do it, but I wouldn't recommend it.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm glad that was the medical profession that you decided to cover.
Yeah, I was
there.
Thinking
I
of a couple
that.
Others, but I figured I shouldn't say it in here.
Very good. So, in other words, don't take it on yourself. Get a hold of somebody who has read the bill and understands what it's all about.
Exactly.
And how do we do that?
You can get a hold of us at 886-2241 or in Green Bay 405-8549 or the website albertshaling.com, albertshelin.com.
Okay.
And I'd just like to finish up as a CPA in saying I am not the guy, because I'm not current on any of these things that you should be talking to. You should be talking to a qualified tax professional like Kurt. So sometimes people mix that up and say, well, your CPA should be able to do that. And I could, but probably just enough to get them into trouble. You want to talk to a qualified person.
I think you may be getting some of the older people that have been hanging around for a while out of the business because they're not going to learn all these new rules or how to implement them for their clients.
A handful. So, yeah, find a professional that you know and trust and work with them to make sure you do it right. Okay, well, thank you again. Kurt, we really appreciate having you on the show today. It's been a lot of fun talking about a rather unique and interesting topic today. Next week, we are going to have Sarah DeBruin from Legal Business Edge is going to be our guest, and we're going to be talking again about some of the legal aspects of starting your business and things that you need to know. Also, don't forget about the class coming up as far as the QuickBooks class. Go out to foxcities.score.org. And register for that class as soon as you can, because it will be filling up. So again, thank you very much. You've been listening to Biz Talk with Score here on 1150 WHBY and 103.5 FM.